Last week when we were at Hemlock Falls, I talked a little bit about how some sins become so prevalent in a nation that they bring condemnation through God's covenant prosecutors, the prophets, and of course ultimately God's temporal judgment on that nation. The purpose of that temporal judgment that comes on a nation is not to utterly destroy all those people in that nation or even say that they're condemned to hell. It's to bring them back to God, to cause them to remember God and return to Him. And that verb, remember, as we talked about last week, involves action. For example, the prophet Jeremiah. You remember Jeremiah, he was the prophet to Judah from the time of Josiah, who was a just king, all the way to Zedekiah when they were carried into Babylonian exile. And he was one of God's prosecutors, and this is what he said. This is from Jeremiah chapter 7. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, "Stand in the gate of the Lord's house and proclaim there the word and say." Now note this. He's not crying out to Nineveh. He's standing in the gate of the Lord's house. He's talking to the people of God. "Hear the word of the Lord, all you of Judah who enter at these gates to worship the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, amend your ways and your doings, and I will cause you to dwell in this place. Do not trust in these lying words, saying, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord are these. Behold, you trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will you steal, murder, commit adultery, swear falsely, burn incense to Baal, and walk after other gods whom you do not know? And then come and stand before me in this house which is called by my name and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations? Has this house which is called by my name become a den of thieves in your eyes? Behold, I, even I, have seen it, says the Lord." Let me ask you, is what he said to the nation of Judah, to the people of God in Judah, unique to that society? Do we have a society involved in stealing, murdering? We talked last week about murder through abortion. All sorts of sexual sin. Swearing falsely. I see it commonly in my courtroom. People who take an oath before God and then tell the exact opposite of truth. Burn incense to Baal, walk after other gods who you do not know. Are we worshiping other gods in this nation? I would say this very much speaks to this nation. I was interested this week. I read that the Gallup's 2008 Values and Beliefs poll said this. When asked the question, American citizens, is homosexuality an acceptable lifestyle? 57% said yes. 40% said no. We're moving away from the Christian values. Should a homosexual relationship be legal? 55% said yes. 40% said no. Laura Bush appeared on Larry King Live. She said that when couples are committed to each other and love each other, they should have the same sort of rights as married couples, and that she expected that homosexual marriage would be approved. The foundations of our biblical morality are being eroded in this nation. They're being eroded in favor of the postmodern ideal in which each individual decides what is true, and no one is allowed to contradict those conclusions on the risk of being named intolerant. Straight Americans and many Christian Americans find it convenient to embrace the foundations of homosexuality, this postmodern foundation, because these same foundations allow everyone to live their own lives however they want to, at least within the bounds of political correctness. Psalm 11:3 says this, "If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do?" What does our Lord expect us to do? Our duty is to resist, to advocate for God's truth and God's morality, to indict sin and to point out the need for Christ, to speak the truth of the gospel. Now, as the foundations become eroded, Christianity, the Christian view of morality, will become a minority position. And what happens in those kinds of circumstances is that persecution increases, and we may expect that that's something we will have to endure, but it doesn't take away from our duty to stand for the morality of God and not for postmodern morality. We inevitably have a share in our national sin. Our sin should continually drive us to Christ and cause us to celebrate the forgiveness that is in Him. Again, let me read from a passage in Romans. But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe. For there is no difference. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by His blood through faith to demonstrate His righteousness, because in His forbearance God has passed over the sins that were previously committed to demonstrate at present time His righteousness, that He may be just and the justifier of one who has faith in Jesus. Thank God for Jesus and the forgiveness that's in Him. And can it be that I should gain an interest in the Savior's blood? Died He for me who caused His shame, for me who Him to death pursued. Let me pray. Almighty God, without the forgiveness that is in Jesus, we are lost. We thank You for Your mercy, for the forgiveness of our sins that is in Jesus Christ, to whom we cling, and in whose precious name we pray. Amen.